Okay, today's daf is Nedarim daf Mem Tes. We are starting a new perek. Hanodim and Amavushal, the next couple of Mishnayos, next couple of Prakim, talk all about an issue that was raised a couple of weeks ago in the Mesechta, and that is, what exactly is meant by various Lashonos? We've mentioned that Nedarim are Holchanach HaLashon B'nei Adam, that is part of the inherent nature of a Nedarim. A person creates the Isser, so it only makes sense that a person has the power to create the Isser based on what his Kavana was. So that's why we're going to talk about all different Lashonos, what is meant, Mivushal, Tavshil, right, all types of ways to describe cooked food. That's the first Mishnah, and throughout the Parak we will see if somebody makes an Eder from various types of food and of other items, as we'll see on Daf Nun Aleph and Daf Nun Gimel, all the different elements and what they include. Right? We already had this, if you remember, in the Mishnayos at the end of the third parak, which described what happens if somebody makes a neder from Mulin or from Arelim or from Roe Shemesh or from people who go down to the boats. Right, all of that, same idea, and now we're going to get back into it here. We noted then that the Rishonim mentioned that the Mishnah already said on Daf Yilches that Stam Nedarim Lahachmir Pirusheim Lahakel, which means that if they explain exactly what they meant, so then we listen to them. Pirusheim Lahakel. But this is, let's say they didn't mean anything, or they don't remember what they meant, or they wanted to include whatever is normally mentioned by these words. So then all these halachos kick in. So here we go. So hanoder mena mevushal, mutter bitzli ubashalak. If somebody makes a neder from mevushal, that's the phrase he uses to describe what he wants to aser. He's allowed to have tzli and shalak. Tzli, roasted. Mevushal means cooked. Cooked means with liquid. Noder mena mevushal, so mutter bitzli ubashalak. He's allowed to have roasted and shalak. What is shalak? So usually shalak means extremely boiled, right? If it's cooked for a long time, that's what shalak usually means. And that's what the Mefarish here says. Shalak mevushal yosef idai. So if you say mevushal, you don't mean shalak. That is what Rashi says, if you look in, or the Mefarish, if you look in the Ran says here shalak, though normally it means beyond mevushal, here it doesn't, here, because that l'char would be included in mevushal, so if it was very mevushal. The Ran says here, shalak means bashil velo bashil, cooked and not cooked, meaning it's a little, medium rare, we might call it. Even though normally that is what shaluk means, but shaluk tahacha bashav alav bashalu. But here it doesn't mean that. The benedar machar lasha bnei adam v'tavshel shenis bashal yosim idai bechal mevushalu. People would still call somebody that was very cooked mevushal. So that is line one. If somebody says mevushal. Amar konam tavshil she'eni toim. What about the second lashon? If somebody says tavshil, the noun, right? If somebody says the tavshil that I will taste is asur to me, is a konam. Asur included in that is b'maisa kedera rach, any type of cooked item rach, which is liquidy, which is runny. Umutr ba'ave, but he's allowed to have thick item that is cooked. We'll see in the Gemara, this is because we assume tavshil means something you eat with bread. So something solid you don't eat with bread. Something liquidy you might dip the bread in, and you can eat it with it as an aside. Umutr bebeitza termuta ubedalas aramutza. And these items, as the Gemara will explain, type of egg, a type of gourd. So those are mutter, those are not included in the word tavshil. Hanoder, next lashon. Hanoder mi maisa kedera. So he makes a neder from maisa kedera, which is something that's made in a pot. Maisa kedera ein aser ela mi maisa resachta. What's meant by kedera is resachta, from the word roteach, boiling. Something that's boiling, which means maybe not so much liquid there, but some, like frying, but maisa resachta, omar konam hayore the kedera, she'eni toim, but if you say a more inclusive lashon, anything that goes down into a pot, I'm not allowed to taste, asur b'chalam is bashlam b'kedera, then what is asur in all items that are cooked in a kedera, that is all inclusive. So that's the first mishnah. First mishnah in the parak, we have the language of mevushal versus tavshil, and maisa kedera versus Yored Likadera. Those are the shonos. So Tanya says the Gemara. Rabbi Yoshia Oser. Rabbi Yoshia says Tzli and Shalot are also Usser. If you say no, Dimit Amavushal. Why? Even though there's no proof positive to this, but there is definitely a hint. that Sli would be included in the Lashon HaMevushal. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Divrei HaYamim, Vayavashlu HaPesach Ba'esh Kamishpat. We know the Karban Pesach has to be roasted. And the language, the verb used in Divrei HaYamim is Levashel. Right, it cooked. So if it was cooked, so you see the word Sli, can it be included in Levashel? We assume they did it properly. So it is described as Bishel, and really it means Sli. So that is Rabbi Yoshia's Raya, semi-Raya, that it is Sli is included in Mevushel. The mitzvah of Sli of Karban Pesach is part of the halachas of Karban Pesach, but it is really a mitzvah lo saseh. Mrs. Losa say I was formulated that it cannot be anything else other than sleep. The Sefer HaChinuch counts in Mitzvah Zion, Shelo le'echol ha-pesach na u-mevushal. You're not allowed to eat it raw or mevushal, a little bit cooked or very cooked. It's got to be roasted. It's got to be on a spit. Shelo le'echol says the Sefer HaChinuch, mi-besar ha-pesach na u-vashel, ki im tzli'esh, only tzli'esh, but that's not counted as in the Mitzvah Zasei. It's the lo saseh. Shenemar atoch lebimenu na. The al is going on. Don't eat it na. Uvashel mevushal b'mayim. Al is also going on that. Or don't eat it cooked in water. Right? Na, not cooked totally. And mayim. Ki im sliyesh ha'inyan hazeh shelo yochal oso kodem gemar bishulo afilu bitzli. A person should not eat it before it's finished. Even bitzli. Vizel pirish na, and that's what na here means. Shahabasa sheiskel b'maisa ha'or. The meat started being roasted, even if it started being roasted by fire. V'nitzla ma'at, v'eino roi l'achilas adam. You put it on the barbecue for 5 minutes, it's still basically raw. That's na, adayin nikra na. Avakshu chai l'gamre, shelo hiskel b'or klal. But if it's totally, totally raw, you didn't do anything to it yet, that's not included. That's not included that you're going to get malchus for that. Because na means a little bit. You started the process. But it's still aser daraisa if it's totally raw. But if it's not sliyesh, it's still included. Upirish bashel shebishlu b'mayim or b'chal mashko b'mei peris. And bashel mevushal, as we just said, is included in the din, any liquid, is included in the iser. What's the message? Why dafka? Does it have to be roasted? So, a couple of suggestions given by the Rishonim. So, the Sefer HaChinuch here, once we have it, Misharshi HaMitzvah Zu, Mashakasha B'Shchita, so what I wrote regarding the Shchita, right, there are many mitzvahs that are counted within Karban Pesach, says the Chinuch, Lizkar Nesi, Tzias Mitzrayim, Vizeh Shnit Safiru Lachlo Tzli Dafka, why Dafka? Roasted, Lefisha Kach, Derech B'nei Malachim, Visarim Lechol Basar Tzli, because it's the way of royalty and princes to eat roasted meat. That's something very fancy. Shumachol Tov Umut'am, it is tasty, it is good. Aval Shara Am, Enem Yechom Lechol Ma'at Basar, Shetase Yadam Ki Imavushal. What are they just, most of the people out there, most of us, just eat cooked. Gidzi L'mali Bitanam. We don't eat anything fancy. It's just cooked, boiled. V'anu sho'ochlim ha'pesach l'zikarosh, yasadu l'cheiris, li'os ha'mlechas konim, v'gai kadosh. Right, the Yisrael tribe is all about when we became, the first step of becoming Hashem's nation of mamleches kohanim, right, a kingdom of priests and a gai kadosh, so we have to act that way. So we act like princes, we act like kings, and that is what is done, what is reflected by the tzli. The Chizkuni has a different idea as part of a larger framework. The Chizkuni throughout Perek Yud Beis in Parshas Bo discusses all of the details of Karban Pesach, and he emphasizes that the whole purpose of Karban Pesach, as we know, was to disprove the Mitzrayim that their God was not a God. We take their sheep and we dafka use that as our Karban Pesach. So how does each detail prove it? So he goes through one by one. Number one, he says, we take it 4 days before, and we tie it to our beds. What happens if a goat, if a sheep is tied to a bed for 4 days? It's going to make a lot of noise, it's going to baa, and the neighbors, the Egyptians, are going to hear their God realize that it's tied to the bed, and they will be powerless to do anything to it. Number one. Number two, what do? You roast it. Roasting it, why is that important? Because if anybody in town is having a barbecue, you know about it. You smell it, the aroma wafts through the air. If somebody's cooking something at home, you're not going to know about it. The pot is covered, and you know you're having a private dinner. But if it's roasted, they're all going to know about it. If all of Klai Yisrael are having barbecues, So the Mitzriim are going to smell it. When is it done? Beinu Arbayim. At a time when everybody's coming back from work. Right? They're not at work in the morning. It's not at night where everybody's home already. It's Beinu Arbayim. As evening comes and in the late afternoon. And in that way, they'll be able to smell it. And how is it roasted? Whole. It's got to be whole. It can't just be pieces where you can't tell what it is. No, you roast it whole. So they'll be able to see, and this will be hake et shinav. It'll make their teeth fall out because each of these details will be very difficult and painful for them, but good for them because it'll be proving that their God is nothing. That's how he goes through every one of these details of the blood on the mashkof as he continues. That is all the Chizkuni here in Parshas Bo. Okay, that is the first line of the Gemara. Rabbi Yoshia says it's Asur, even Sli and Shaluk, when you say the Lashon of Mavushal, because of this Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, where included in Vayavashlu can be Tzli. Lema b'hakam iflagi, says the Gemara. Let us suggest that our Mishnah and Rabbi Yoshia argue about the following. The Rabbi Yoshia savar halach achar Lashon Torah. Rabbi Yoshia says you go after biblical Lashon. Not to mean Torah, it means Ksuvim also. You go after Lashon Torah, you go after Lashon of the Tanakh, V'tana Dilan Savar, B'nedarim Ha'olach Achar Lashon B'nei Adam. And our Mishnah holds, no, you go by Lashon B'nei Adam, right? Which is what we explain. What is meant by Mavushal? So, is that what the Machlokas is about? The verse says, no, lo. The Kuliyama B'nedarim Ha'olach Achar Lashon B'nei Adam. It could be by Nedarim, even Rabbi Yoshia agrees. You go by Lashon B'nei Adam. That's what we've said in this Masechta already. Markiyasu or Markiyasre. And the Machlokas is how the word was used in each area, in each place. And that's why he just added the Pasuk as an extra, as a remez, as a zecher, but not that that's the real reason. Pa'asra di tana di dilan litzli, karulei tzli, ilumavushal, karulei mavushal. In the area of our tana, they call tzli tzli and mavushal mavushal. Ba'asra di Yoshia, afilu tzli kar mavushal. And in the place of Yoshia, they even called tzli mavushal. So it's based on a different reality in the different places. That's it. Meaning no lundus, right? No difference in lundus. The machlokas is just the different realities in the areas where they were. Iva kranasiv la, but then he quoted pasuk. How can you say it's based on the lashem bnei adam? Asmachta bi'alma. No, he didn't bring the pasuk as a raya. He brought it as just as an asmachta bi'alma, but not really teaching us anything from the pasuk. So here, even those rishonim who have asmachta, who understand the concept of asmachta as something very substantive, that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu had it in mind, but he just left it for the Rabbanan to find the hint in the Psukim. But once in a while, the Gemara will say asmachta ba'alma, and even they will agree that it is a very low-level connection to the Pasuk. Pashas, this is one of them as well. Really, it goes by Lashon B'nei Adam. That's the Yesod. Rabbi Yoshi says, oh, you see it in the Pasuk as well. But it doesn't sound like it's a very strong remes, right? That links us to the Ritva that we like to quote in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes Zayin. It's been a while, so let's quote it again. Gavlus of Daf Yomi, every couple of months we get to quote the important sources throughout Shas. The Ritva is commenting on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Tes Zayin, which talks about Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofros. The language of the Gemara is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, tells Am Yisrael to say Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofros. The language of the Gemara is, let me find the exact Lashon, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Heviu lefanai she'alechem batzeres v'chulu, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu nischa lefanai mayim b'chag, and then Amru lefanai barash Hashanah, Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofros. Malchios kadesh tamlichuni aleichem, Zichronos kadesh yale zichronechem lefanai letova, ubame b'shofer. So the language used before to introduce Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofros is Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That sounds like a dinda araisa. And that's what Rashi says in Parshas Emor. But if you look in the other Rishonim, many Rishonim assume that Shofer is daraisa, but Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofros are derabanan. To say brachos, the special brachos of of Rosh Hashanah. So the Ritva is commenting on that idea. That what do you mean? How could it say, you know, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How could it be connected to a Doraisa if it's really not? Okay, it's hinted to in the Psukim, as is said later on. So says the Ritva right there. Shekol ma sheyesh lo asmachtum in a pasuk, anything that has some type of hint in the pasuk. Heyer HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheroi la'asos came. Hashem expressed his ratzon, so to speak. That is appropriate. Ella shalom kavu chova, but he did not mandate it. He didn't say it was obligatory midaraisa. Umasru lechachamim, and he gave it over to the rabbanon to figure out based on the psukim. That's a serious asmachta. Malchias, Achronis, and Shofros, and others. Vized davar barer veemes. And this is something totally true. V'lo, and the Ritva is very emphatic about this. V'lo k'divrei ha'mefarshim ha'asmachtos, shu k'derech simin shenasu chachamim. And don't say it's working backwards, that really the Torah didn't mean this. It's just the rabbis playing word games, so to speak, to try to figure out, is there a hint to this? V'lo shakavanas ha'torah lakach. But the Torah really didn't have this in mind. Chas v'shalom, yishtaka adavar v'lo yomar. No way, says the Ritva. Shezu das minus hi. That is heretical to say that. Aval, to say that the Torah really had no idea and didn't mean for the Chachamim to say this. No, aval Torah he'ira b'kach u'masr chiyav adav l'kav l'chachamim im yirtzu. Shneamar v'ashakasa v'yasisa api adavar sheyagidu l'cha. U'lefich ha'timsa ha'chachamim nosev v'chol makom raya o zecher o asvachta l'dvrem in ha'Torah. Klomar, that's why the Chachamim tried to do this. To explain, she'enem mechadshim davar milibam v'chol Torah shebal peh remuza b'Torah shebichsav she'hi tamima v'chas v'shalom she'hi chaseira klum. Important Ritva that we have in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. But again, this one, the Ritva himself, the Mefarshim explained, does admit that once in a while, if you have a very low level, that halacha is really not meant at all. You know that it was, as the Gemara says, asmachta ba'alma, that's different than saying asmachta. So here, Rabbi Yoshia, the Gemara says is yesod. The Gemara says it's lashon b'nei adam. So Pashas is that it is not one of the more emphatic asmachtas. Two other points on this, and that is the connection of tzli and bishol v'chulu comes up in other areas of halacha as well. It's not just by nedarim in terms of what's included by the lashon b'nei adam, but we know even number one hilchos basar b'chalav. Right, the Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Hilchos Basar V'Chalav, Sibin Peizayin discusses what's Daraisa. So we know that Osavashal Gedi Bachalevi Mel Bishol. You're not allowed to cook. That's the Daraisa. So the Mefarshim on the page, the Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Pesachei Tshuva and others talk about what about Tigun? What about frying? What about Sli? What if I am Tzole Basar V'Chalav? Right? What if I smear meat with milk and then I roast it? Is that included in the Daraisa? Is frying? Is all different actions? Smoking? Ishun? Right? So these are all discussed by the poskim. What is included in the Daraisa? Number one. Number two. The other question the other area in halacha where this comes up is by Shabbos, where we paskin ein bishol achar bishol. There is no bishol after bishol. Ashkenazim paskin that way, fundamentally Pashtus across the board, and the Ramah is machmir that yesh bishol achar bishol belach, there is bishol achar bishol when it comes to liquid, when it comes to moist items. The Rambam paskins lekula across the board, the Shulchan Aruch paskins lechumra, so different deos. But what is it called bishol for ein bishol achar bishol? So the Shulchan Aruch says, well, it depends based on the Rishonim, that there's dry heat and there's moist heat. Meaning we paskin yesh bishol achar afia and yesh afia achar bishol. We're machmir if it's a different process. So that is important to know. What's the halachic process? So again, sli is different than bishol for Hilchos Shabbos. Or baked. Baked is similar to sli, because it goes by Shabbos. The important point is dry heat or moist heat. So roasting and baking are all dry, right? Cooking in liquid is moist. What about frying? So it depends how much frying there is. Right, if something is deep fried, so pashas, that's like mavushal. If something is, if you have schnitzel, that is deep fried. If it's only a little bit of oil in there, so then pashas is that that's called dry, tzli. So it makes a difference for Hilchos Shabbos in terms of what you're allowed to do after the earlier process. Good. The other point to mention on this line is Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. right here in the Gilgal HaShas, he's bothered. Why does Rabbi Yoshia quote a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim to quote what he means? Vayavashlu, bishol, meaning tzli, there's a pasuk in Chumash. So pasuk says again, Hashas kashali, amaylo maisi mikra b'torah parshas re'ei, gavei pesach, uvishalta v'yachalta. So pasuk in the Torah, where you see bishol already means tzli, bishol referring to Korban Pesach. It doesn't answer the question. If you look in that pasuk, the Arachayim HaKadosh, maybe his pshat answers the question. Because the parshas re'ei, he suggests that this pasuk is not only referring to Pesach. Right, the pasuk says, in the beginning of Perek Tezayin in Re'ei, Vizavachta Pesach Lashem Elokecha, Tzon Uvakar. You should shech the Pesach, sheep and cattle. So Rashi already quotes. What does it mean cattle? You can't bring cattle for a Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach was only sheep. So what does it mean Tzon Uvakar? So Rashi says, Tzon for Korban Pesach, Bakar for Chagiga. Right, that's how you read the pasuk. So if you look a couple of psukim later, that's the pasuk that Rabbi Akiva Eiger quotes. If you uvi shalta viachalta b'makom asher yivkar shem alokecha bo ufanisa v'boker v'yalachta lo alecha. So suggest the Arachayim that this pasuk, a pasuk Zion, there is referring back to all the karbanos, not just Korban Pesach. The Arachayim Amar Lashon Bishol v'yatora Amra b'mitzvah z'pesach atoch l'bimeru uvasha b'vusha b'bayim ulai shechozer l'zvichas habakar l'shlamim shemar kasev l'malav z'vachta l'pesach l'tzon v'akar. So if you have that understanding, so then that would get out of Rabbi Akiva Eiger's kasha, because that pasuk is not mefurish referring to Korban Pesach as this pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim. Okay, Vayter Konam Tavshel V'Chulu. So the Mishnah says the first lashon we did already. That was Min HaMevushal. Now we're down to the next lashon. Konam Tavshel She'eni Toeim. The Tavshel says the Gemara that only includes a Maisa Kedera liquidy Rach and not Aveh. So why is that? Ask the Gemara. V'Hami Tavshel Nadar. He was no different Tavshel. Tavshel sounds like it's an all-inclusive lashon. The Ron has two understandings of this kasha, but we'll go with that one. Sounds like it includes everything. So Amar Abaya, no. Hai Tana ko midi de misachil beirifta Tavshel karule. This Tana holds that anything that is eaten with bread, that's called a Tavshel. Tavshel karule. Vatanya, after all, we have the following Tosefta. Hanodir mena Tavshel aser b'chol mini Tavshel. If somebody is no different Tavshel, right, our lashon that we're talking about. He's asur in all types of tavshil. V'asur bitzli ubishalik ubimivushal. With all of these roasted, it's a more inclusive lashon than mivushal. V'asur behitrios rachos, and he is also asur to eat soft squash. Shahacholin ochlin b'en piton, that the sick people eat their bread with. So you see that what's included here is all items that are eaten with bread. And that is why, in our Mishnah, only a Maisa Kedera Rach is included and not Aveh. Period. So the Gemara now gets into somewhat of a side point. But obviously we know nothing is side in Shas. But the Gemara here seems to say that squash is a good thing for people who are sick to eat. So Eini, is that really true? Rabbi Yirmiya Chalash, Rabbi Yirmiya got sick. All the Gabay, Hahu, Asya La Asyua, a certain doctor came in to heal Rabbi Yirmiya, Chaza Kra, Dumachas Babesa, he saw a Kra, a gourd. He saw this, that was, it was on the floor, it was in the house that he was going to be given, Chaza Kra, Dumachas Babesa, Shav Kevinafa, he ran out of the house, he left him. Amar, he said, Malach Mosa, Islay Ladein Babesa, Viana Eola Asoya say, you have the Malach HaMavah sitting in the house, so he wants me to heal him? Meaning he's got to help himself. I'm not going to help him unless he helps himself too. Meaning it's the gourd in the house. That's what he reacted to. That shouldn't be there. So you see, it's something that's not supposed to be fed to cholim. It's not good for cholim. Interesting that this doctor, the Rishash, is bothered by this a little bit. Right? This doctor ran out so try to convince the patient otherwise. Right? If a doctor sees a patient doing something that is not safe, so he should run out. He should say, that's it, I'm finished. I'm not doing this. A little difficult to understand fully the doctor's reaction. But either for our purposes, we see that eating this in the house, the krah, right, is not good. So how can we say earlier that this is something that the cholim or ochel? So the Gemara gives a couple of answers, three answers. Number one, alkasha, haber, chichi, habashune. Is it soft or hard? The soft one is good for cholim, and the hard one is not good for cholim. Number one, Number two, Rava Bar Ula Amar, Ha bikra gufe veha begave dekra. This is the outside, the peel of the gourd. That's not good, but the inside, begave dekra. The inside is good. And if the inside is good, that is why the earlier Brisa said it was good for cholin to eat. Again, the Rosh Hashir says, so why did the doctor leave? First of all, how did he know which part of the gourd he saw a gourd there. How did he know which one he was eating? Right, it doesn't say. So Rosh Hashir just asked the Kasha. He said, I don't know why he left then, or why didn't he explain it to him? So that is the answer, though, of the Gemara. Inside, outside. Dom Rav Yehuda Vayter, Luliva Dikra Basilka, eating the inside of a kra with beets. Luliva de kitna bakutcha, and it's good to eat the inside of a flax plant, kitna bakutcha, with a type of milky dip. So you see, these are good things. You see, this inside is okay. But as the Gemara says elsewhere, this lashon, you can't tell an Amma Aretz this. Why can't you tell an Amma Aretz this? What's wrong with giving the Amma Aretz some medical advice? So the Rishonim discuss it here. So the Ron says, what does it mean? Kedei shelo yakru apishton l'kach. We don't want them uprooting all the flax plants before it's time. They won't realize when it's needed and how much it has to grow. So we don't want them ruining the landscaping, so to speak, or being mazik others. That's what we don't tell them. If you look in the Tosfos says here, why aren't you not allowed to tell them? Shemal igim aleinu vaomrim shanu kovim mili dechucha veitilula. Bahashas. Wow. Says Tosfos and says the Rush also, they'll make fun of us. This goes in your Talmud. This goes in the Gemara. What's it doing in the Gemara? The Gemara tells us it's about a religious laws. What is this doing in the Gemara? They don't realize what Shas is all about. They don't realize the uniqueness of our Gemara. You know, Shir was given a couple of years ago about the importance of learning and the uniqueness of learning Gemara. So one of the reasons we spoke about was that the Gemara is about everything. The Gemara has everything in it. The Gemara has law. The Gemara has weather patterns. The Gemara has medical advice. The Gemara has everything. So, you know, it's hafopa vafopa tekoba. Everything is in it. And that's the godless of what is of our shas. Again, that's what they'll make fun of. And that's why asur la'omro bifnei am ha'aretz. The Mefarish gives another suggestion that if they're ami ha'aretz here are not referring to what we call am ha'aretz. Remember, the Gemara in Brachas Daf Mem Zayin tells us there's a halachic definition of an Am Ha'aretz. Someone who rejects bemazed certain mitzvos, tefillin, mezuzah, giving his kids a Jewish education. Someone who doesn't have a Rebbe, we said, but Am Ha'aretz is somebody who specifically is lahachis. So there Rashi says, maybe we don't want to fully help these types of people. And that's why we won't give them this advice. Either way, a couple of suggestions given by the Rishonim here. That is all, though, number two. So is gourd good or not good? So answer number one, soft or hard. Number two, the inside or the outside of the gourd. We know it is a mitzvah, right? It is at least a halacha, maybe not one of the 613, but it is a halacha that one has to make sure to take care of themselves and eat in a healthy way and take medicine and do everything that the doctors tell us to do. The Gemara tells us this in Maseches Brachas, based on the Pasuk, which is not the Pashas of the Pasuk. The Pashas of the Pasuk of Nishbatim Molon Afsho Seichem is in the context of Avodah Zarah. But the Gemara, and then the Rishonim, use it in an expanded way. The Gemara tells us in Brachas Lamed Beis, Tana Rabbanan, Maisa B'chased Echad, Shoyim Ispala Baderech. There was a story of a certain chassid that was davening, Basar Echad, V'nasan Lo Shalom, V'lo Echser Lo Shalom. There was a certain chassid that was davening, and a certain officer, a sar, came by, said hello to him, and he didn't answer. The chassid ignored the sar. Himtin Lo Shasim Tfilaso. So he waited until he finished davening. La'achar shasiim tfilaso. And after the chassid finished, Amarlei. So the sar says to him, Reika, you empty one. Halo chassid b'sarashchem. Hishomer l'cha ushmer nafshecha. Viksiv, v'nishmartem ma'od l'nafsho seichem. The Torah says you have to watch out. You have to be safe. Kishenasati l'cha shalom. Lama lo achzarti li shalom. Why didn't you answer me? Imayiti chotech roshcha b'sayif. Mi'avi tovei az damcha mi'adi. Right, you ignored me. So, would you have been correct? Were you correct by not ignoring me? Meaning, if I would have killed you, says the Tsar, would there have been anything wrong with it? You ignore me. I have every right to kill you. Omar le, hamtein li ashafai seicha bedvarim. The Chassid says, let me explain. Let me give you a mashal, he says. If you were talking to the king, and while you were talking to the king, your friend came by and said, hey, how you doing? Hayita machzir lo. Will you answer your friend? He says, of course not. And if you would have answered him, what would have been your din? It would have chopped off my head. Amarle says the chassid valudvarim kal vachomer. So it's obvious. Uma ata shayita omei lefnei melech baser vadam shahayom kan v'umachar bekever. If you were standing in front of a human king, kach, this would be the law. Ani shayisi omei lefnei melech malchei amlacha mekadosh baruch hu shulchai v'kayim la'adil omei olamim. Alachas kama v'kama. Surely I couldn't stop talking to Hashem. Mistmiyan is payeso so asar, v'nifter oso chasid lebeso l'shalom. The sar is convinced. But again, it says here, the sar knew the pasuk, or at least the message of the pasuk, of nishmartim ol v'nafsho seichem. Right, we all have to make sure that we stay in safe positions. And the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch expand upon this. The Rambam in Hilchas Rotzeach. The Rambam discusses this in Perak Yud Aleph, right? Because the Hilchas Rotzeach is not just about a Rotzeach. Hilchas Rotzeach Ushmiras Nefesh. That is the language of the Rambam. It's also included guarding oneself. Says the Rambam in the context of the mitzvah of Ma'akeh. That's where he talks about this. Echad Agag ve'echad kol davar sheish bo sakana. Doesn't matter if it's a roof or any area on my property that has a danger, v'ra'ui shi'kashel bo adam v'yamus, and a person could die, a person could get very, very hurt, kigon shayisalo be'er, or b'chatzero, or we might add a swimming pool, anything dangerous on my property, chayev lazos lahen chul yogavo asar tfachem, you have to make a gate, you have to make it that people don't, can't get hurt, v'chein, kol michshol, sheish bo sakanas nefashos, anything dangerous, mitzvahs asei, lahasiro, ulihishamer, mimenu, ulihizoher, bedavar, yafe, yafe. Right, these herbadavar. You have to be very careful. As it says, Yishamar lecha ushmar nafshecha. The first pasuk that he quoted, that the Tsar quoted. And if you didn't do this, you're mevatel liasei. Right, over avra, losas and dava beisach, and you get a losasei. That's the concept of taking care of ourselves. And that's what this doctor got upset about, because he sees that this person was not taking care of himself. That is what he thought. But really, he was eating the soft ones, he was eating the inside. Number three now. Last line of the Gemara. Rava Amar. Man cholin rabbanon. Maybe really cholin is not good for cholin. Eating these items are not good for cholin. But what did the Brisa mean before? That it's usher the included in tafshilas hitrios rachos, the soft squashes that cholin eat. It doesn't mean literally cholin, it means rabbanon. It means the rabbis who push themselves, who are weak because they push themselves so much in Torah. The last line of the Ran, man cholin rabbanon, diafilu bibriu son. Even when they're healthy, hainta shushei kawach, they're weak. Mibresha Torah mateshes kocham, because the Torah weakens them. The Torah pushes themselves. That is what, of course, we know from Chazal, that the Chazal quote at the beginning of Parshas Chukas, and the Rambam quotes this in Hilchas Talmud Torah, that Torah is Mateshes Kocho Shel Adam, and a person has to kill themselves when it comes to Torah, right, really, really push themselves, right, the Rambam says in Perek Gimel of Hilchas Talmud Torah, Ein Divrei Torah Miskaymin B'mishem Mirape Atzmo Aleihen. A Torah is not mekuyim with someone who is soft in their commitment to Torah. V'lo be'elu shalom dimitoch idun, and not for those who learn only when they're extremely comfortable and relaxed, umitoch achila v'shasiya, ela b'misha memes atzmo aleihen, umitzar gufo tamid, v'lo yitein shinas le'enav la'af apav tenuma. And he doesn't sleep a ton. Obviously, we have to sleep, and we have to take care of ourselves. Right? We just said, v'nishpatei mol l'nafshos eichem. But we also have to push ourselves as much as we can in terms of Torah. The Rambam's beautiful lashon. Only if someone kills themselves in doesn't say that physically torture, it's ba'ahalei ha'chachma, to push myself in the tents of wisdom. So that's man cholin rabbanon. And then that makes a person weak, right, if they push themselves. Right? We all remember the Gemara in Maseches Baba Metzia, where the Gemara discusses Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish and their meeting, and Rabbi Yochanan sees Reish Lakish and says, wow, you're really strong. Why don't you devote yourself to Torah? So he says to Rabbi Yochanan, right, you're very handsome. Why don't you devote yourself to women? So Rabbi Yochanan says, you think I'm handsome? You should see my sister. And if you come back to Torah, you can marry her. That's exactly what happened. Reish Lakish accepts. And while he's still in the water, Rabbi Yochanan saw him when he was bathing in the water, and the Gemara describes how he couldn't even get out of the water. Because right when he committed to Torah, so he already became weaker. Because that's what, described in a Parsha here recently, because that's what he became involved in, and that's what his focus became. And once your focus is in one area, then you're much weaker in doing other areas of life. So even just the commitment itself, the Gemara highlighted, was something that affected him. So that's Manchol and Rabbanim. Fine. Rava L'Taimei, this last answer is Rava L'Shitaso. To Amar Rava, Rava explains, Keman Matzlinon al Katsire va'al Marie. Who do we daven like when we daven for the Katsire? The Katsire means those who are sick. Va'al Marie, that's another word for people who are sick. So what do we assume that means? So maybe that means the Rabbanon. Maybe that means the Rabbanon. Keman, Rabbi Yossi, and who do we daven like? Like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi in Mesechas Rosh Hashanah, right, the Rishonim here quote, Rosh Hashanah Taf Tazayin, Machlokas, whether we're judged only on Rosh Hashanah or we're judged every day of the year. Rabbi Yossi says the latter, and that's what we daven like Rabbi Yossi. Right, because we daven every single day. Nothing is set from Rosh Hashanah, fully. Mita Amar Ketzire Miriyeh, from the fact that it says both two, people who we daven for, categories of people, Kitzire Mirei Shvamino, Kitzire Mamish, Mirei Rabbanon. Kitzire means actual people who are sick with an illness, and Mirei just means people who make themselves sick, so to speak. Mamis Atzmo, that is a Lashon of the Rabbanon, that is Rav L'Shitaso, how he darshan this statement. What exactly does it mean, like we daven for Kitzire Mirei? So the Mefarish here says, it's referring to two different brachos in Shmoneh Esrei. The first one, the real sick people, Rofei Chole Amo Yisrael, Marie is referring to the Rabbanon, Va'al Pleitas Sofrehem. Right, we daven for the Rabbanon of the generation. That's the Mefarish here. The Marsha is not happy with that. Right, does it really mean that people are davening for the sick rabbis in that bracha? The Marsha is not happy about it, but this is what the Gemara says. The Tosfos in the Rosh Hashanah discusses on Daf Tezayin, where this line is also quoted, Kaman Maslin Ve'inna Kureb Yosi, says the Tosas, Yim Tomar, and the Meiri, he asks it here too, but we'll see it in Tosas, the Rabbananami, what the Rabbanan didn't have Shmon Esrei, the Rabbanan who say that we're judged on Rosh Hashanah, so what, they didn't daven every day, the Rabbananami, Milo Matslinan Refa'inu Uberchas Hashanim, what does that mean? The ode, and also, Rabbi Yehuda, to Amar Hacha, Adam Nidan, Barash Hashanah, Vigzvar Din Shalon Echlan, Biyoma Kippurim, Rabbi Yehuda himself, who said it's all finished, he says in Mishnechah Shabbos that you do daven throughout the year. Hanichlas Lavakar Echole Omer Hamakom Yerachem Alecha V'al Chole Amo Yisrael. So you see, even the other Tanoim, the Tanoim that say Rosh Hashanah is key, they talk about davening the whole year. So two answers given by the Rishonim. Rabbi Nutam says, is it a davening preventative or davening once the person is sick? V'yam Rabbi Nutam D'shelo Yechalev Vaday Lo Matzlinon Elo L'Rabbi Yosi. Preventative, that's only Rabbi Yossi, because that was already nigzar on the Rosh Hashanah, according to the other Tanaim. Aval she yisrape, matzlinan aliva tekulei alma. But to be healed, everybody would agree to that. De masa yechlu, nigzar, mata yisrapu, lo nigzar. Interesting, says Tosfos, right? When a person is going to get sick was nigzar, according to those Tanaim, but not when they're going to get better. The Omar Baresh Hanodeh, when I'm a Vushal. And then Tosfos quotes our Gemara. Ahachter of Yosef, Ketzire, Ketzire, Mamish, Marie Rabbanan. Fasha Masana Ketzire, she is Rapu, Vamarie, then a Rabbanan, Shalu Yechlu. Umasha Mispal, and Berchas Hashonim, and he continues. And then Tosfos at the end gives another answer, and that is Yochid versus Rabim. Yochid is on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but Rabim is anytime. Rabim is anytime, and therefore you get daven for it. That's why you say a plural lashon. Davi masli bahadei, I'll call cholim. Right? You say it in plural, and then every day, like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah also, every day is like aseres yimei tshuva. But if you daven with a tzibur, then every day has that amazing power. Good. Umutter ba'avek, continues the Gemara third line. Mutter, if somebody uses the lashon of the tavshil she'eni toeim, he's mutter to eat thick bread, a thick substance, because that's not eaten with other bread. And masisim de lo kebab loi. The Mishnah is not like the custom of the Babylonians. Why? Because the Babylonians do eat thick items with bread. Those foolish Babylonians that eat bread with bread, right? They eat porridge and oatmeal with their bread. Something very unusual. Amar Rav Chisda. Says Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda was from Bavel, as we know. Says Rav Chisda. Leka. The Bachi adds in. Leka de mashalo lahalin nakdani de Hutsal. Is there no one who could ask those nakdanim in Hutsal? Who are the nakdanim? Or the Ran has another girsa, nakronim. Right? Nakronim, the Ran says, sha'ochlim binikius. They eat in a very clean, refined fashion. Or if you say nakdanim shemidaktikim b'achilasam, they're very meticulous, they're very careful in their eating habits. So they have something special in Hutsal about in terms of their eating habits. So can somebody ask them, please, says Rav Chisda, hadein daisa heichen mali lemichla. This daisa, this like oatmeal, right? What is it good to eat with? Right? Well, I know they eat bread with bread. That's what people say. But is it good to eat the chite balachma de chite? Is it good to eat the wheat oatmeal with wheat bread? Udesari balachma desari and barley oatmeal with barley bread? Or to switch it? Odilma de chite bitesari, udesari bitachite. Period. So you see, we see from here that this is what they eat it with, and that's why in our Mishnah, when you say a lashon, that means you only want to eat something with bread. It would, according to them, if you make the nether there, it would include even thick items, because that is what the behavior of those people are. Rava achle bechasise. Rava even ate it with dried grain, oven-dried grain. Good. Rava baravuna ashkechel ravuna. Rava met his father. Rava baravuna met ravuna. De ka'achel daisa be'etzba ase. He was eating oatmeal with his fingers. With his fingers, wasn't eating it with a utensil. Amarle, amayka achel mar biyade. Why are you eating it with your hands? Amarle, hachi amarav, daisa betz ba'asei basim. Rav says, it's a good thing. It's very healthy. Basim, daisa betz ba'asei, eating with your fingers. Vakaltakein betartin, vakaltakein betlas. If you eat it with two fingers, with three fingers, it's even better. What does this mean if you're eating it with your fingers? What does that mean? Usually we say you shouldn't eat with your hands, right? There's only one time, I think, that I can think of now that halacha says that you should eat with your hands, and that's by karpas. By karpas, on the Seder night, right, we wash our hands to be like in the days of the Mikdash, when they used to wash their hands for eating wet vegetables. But if you need to use a fork, you don't have to wash your hands anyway, because you're not going to touch it. So there, dafka, you should use your fingers. Use your fingers to eat the karpas. Okay, but otherwise, we usually don't say that. We usually say, derech eretz, to eat with a utensil. So here the Gemara says, no, that the, you should eat with your fingers. Eat with your fingers, because that somehow adds to the experience. Ask the experience, right? We know there are other Gemaras. The Gemara says that seeing the food, right? Suma eno savea. A suma, a blind person, never becomes totally satiated because they can't see the food. So it seems like from here that also feeling the food, touching the food, that also adds to the experience. Quoted in the Divrei Yatziv, right? The Divrei Yatziv, the Rebbe, the Kleisenberger Rebbe, so it's quoted in a number of Svarim, the Divrei Yatziv, that we say on Shabbos morning, Sab'enu mituvecha. We want Hashem to satiate us with His goodness. So, based on what we just said, it's a beautiful idea. And that is, we know a suma, as we just said, is not, never become satiated. So when we dive into Hashem, that we want to be satiated with His goodness, that means we want to see it. We want to have clarity of divine vision. That's sab'enu mituvecha. That's what we're davening for, right? Satiate us, which means that we're going to be able to see it, because the suma is not sab'eya. So sab'enu mituvecha, that's what we mean. Okay. Amar le rav l'chia brei, v'chein amar le rav huna l'rabba brei, mizamnin l'chalamecha daisa. If these nakdonim, or nakronim, invite you to eat daisa with them, ad parsa. Go for it, right, all the way ad parsa, until a parsa, because it's worth it. L'mechal bisra, the tura, atzlasa parsa. If they invite you to eat meat, even go three parsos, go for it. Amar le rav l'chia brei. V'chein amar le rav huna l'rabba brei, kol midim lo tiflot kameh rabach. Never spit any food out in front of your Rebbe. It's not kavod. Don't spit anything out, right? It's a violation of kavod rav. Levar min kra v'daisa, except for these items. Kra, gourd, v'daisa. Why? Because those are very dangerous. If you have to spit it out, then you don't spit it out. Shein domin l'psilta shalaver. It's like a piece of lead. You know, they used to put down when they did srefa, put down a piece of lead. So it's like a piece of lead going into your body. So you should definitely spit it out if you need to. If you have filo kami shvermalka plot, even in front of the king, in front of shvermalka, you're allowed to spit it out because it's dangerous. Reb Yossi, Reb Yehuda, chad ochal daisa be'etzba asiv, chad ochal behutza. They were both eating from the same bowl. One was eating with their fingers, and one was eating with like a piece of bark, a stick, hutza. The one that was eating with a stick said to the one who was eating with his fingers, why are you getting your dirt into this pot? Right, there's dirt under your fingernails, on your fingers. So he's saying to him, he's complaining. So the other one said, the finger one said to the stick one, why are you feeding me your saliva? Because you're putting the same stick, you're double dipping. You're putting the same stick into this pot, and it's also inappropriate. Right? So they both were complaining. The Ben Yoyada says, that's exactly why the Gemara doesn't say who did what, because each one has somewhat of a gnai to it. So the Gemara didn't want to give it away who was doing each thing. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Aisul Kamayu, Bilusfin. They brought Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, they brought this Bilusfin. Right? Again, some type of the Mefarish says, figs that were cooked, were overcooked. Figs that were overcooked. That's what the Ron says, a type of figs that were basically very difficult to digest. Kashin liz achel. Rabbi Yehuda achel, Rabbi Shimon lo achel. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, my time alo achel ma. Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Shimon, why don't you eat some? Amalei Rabbi Shimon, elu en yosib yibri bayam kolikar. These are gonna sit in my intestines for a long time. Not interested. It's gonna sit there. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, that's exactly why I ate it. Kol shekein shenismach alein lamachar. That's true. That's why I'm eating it now, and then I'll be able to skip breakfast tomorrow. Right? It'll still be sitting in my stomach. Right? They say matzah also. Matzah also sits, as we know, in the stomach. The Abu Draham writes, that's why matzah is what the Mitzrayim gave us in Mitzrayim. It wasn't only that we left, that we didn't have time to let the dough rise, but matzah is a machal of shivuyim, says the Abu Draham, because it sits in the person's stomach for a while, and therefore people don't have to feed us too often. Same thing with these te'enim. Rabbi Yehuda, Abi Yosef, Kabeid, Rabbi Tarfon, he was sitting in front of Rabbi Tarfon, Omalei Rabbi Tarfon, Hayom Panecha Tzehuvin. He says to Rabbi Yehuda, why? Your face is shining today. Amar Lei. So Rabbi Yehuda, in his humility, gives a couple of excuses why he says his face is shining. Really, it's because of his chachma. But he gives a couple of excuses. Amar Lei, Emes Yatsu Avadecha Lasada. Yesterday, the servants went out. Ve'viu lanu tardin, and they brought us beets. Ve'achalnu b'lo melach, and I ate them without salt. Meaning beets make me shine. Ve'machalnu b'melach, koshkei shayu pareinu suhuvin. If we had salt, it would be even greater. Right? Our face was shining. So that's why he explained. One time a certain woman saw Rabbi Yehuda, also his face was shining, but she thought he was drunk. Mo Reve Rave, you're paskening, you're being a Rebbe, even though you're drunk? Right, how could that be? Right, she's making fun of Mo Reve Rabbi, right, Mo Reve Rave, the Marsha says. Amar La, Hemnusa Biyada Diitza. So he swears in her name. I swear, Itaimna Ela Kiddushav Avdalta. I only taste Kiddush and Avdallah, the arba kasi de pischa, and the four cups of the dalat kosos on Pesach. That's the only time I drink. The chograni tzidi min haPesach haTzeres. And from those four cups, I tie something on my head from Pesach to Shavuos. Meaning he had headaches. Famous line. Have you had headaches from Pesach to Shavuos from the dalat kosos? And he says, that's the only time I had wine. Ella, but the Gemara says, Chachmas Adam Tayir Panav. Right, it's from the Chachma that a person is evolved and makes his face shine, and that is why his face was shining. Right, Kiddush, Avdallah, and Dalat Kosos. We know there are three shitas in the Rishonim for Kiddush. Right, for Kiddush, you need wine Daraisa? No. Kiddush Daraisa, according to Rov Rishonim, is just saying the words. Saying the words, the Sefer HaChinuch and others, saying the words of Kiddush. There is a day in Tosfos and Arvei Psachim that even holding the kos is part of the Din D'Oraisa. And then there's a third day of the Mefarish at the beginning of Maseches Nazir says that even drinking the wine is D'Oraisa. But we generally don't assume that way. We assume just saying the words is a daraisa. Rabbi Yehuda says, though, he followed the sheet of the Rabbanan also. So Kiddush, Avdallah, and Dalet Kosos. The Marsha here says, what about Berchas HaMazon? Right, that's not as much of a chiyuv. Not as much of a chiyuv, right, in terms of having a kos for Berchas HaMazon without getting into the details. But here it says, Dalet Kosos. So some might be familiar that Rav Moshe Feinstein has a chumrah that one has to use wine or at least diluted wine for dalet kosos. You can't use pure grape juice. Rov HaPoskim say you could use pure grape juice. Rav Moshe writes in the Kol Dodi Agada, in his son's Agada, that one has to use wine, but one, they say that even diluted wine would be okay. If you mix wine and grape juice, even Ramosha would say it's okay. But again, Meikra did, Rav Neuwirth, the Shmir Shabbos, used to use grape juice, because he used to be asked kashas throughout the night. So he used grape juice, right? He says, that's fine, l'chadchila, right? That is, you're yotzi with that. But Ramosha said you have to use wine. Why? What was his raya right here? You see, Rav Yehuda had headaches for Bezat the Shmuz. Why didn't he use some type of grape juice or some type of wine substitute? So you can't answer they didn't have any. But Rav Moshe assumes they could have, but he didn't. So it shows you it has to be intoxicating. It has to be intoxicating. The Beis Yosef discusses this also a little bit before Rav Moshe. The Beis Yosef discusses, he goes to the Tshuva HaRashba. The Rashba says it in Tshuva. In Tavayin Beis, the Beis Yosef goes to the Tshuva. Mi she'eino shose yayin kol ha'shana kula, b'reisha maziko, o sono. If somebody does not like wine, ma'u she'yase kol ha'seder alapas. Because he could use bread instead of using dalet kosos. Like we always have, kiddush alapas. Says the Rashba, no. Mistavra, she'kol she'esh lo yayin tzorach litchok atzmo v'lasos. Kereb Yehuda bari loy, t'lo avishosi chamre v'shosi arba kosos, v'omar chagrani tzidi mi pesach v'natzarta. Like Rabbi Yehuda, and like Rabbi Yonah in the Yerushalmi here. Shasi arba kasi b'layla d'bischa, v'chazik reishi anatzarta. Also, for Pesach the Shavuos. So that was the raya, that even if you don't like it, we have to push ourselves. If it's dangerous, mamish, so then, okay, right, onis rachmana pashri. But if I just don't like it, or if it bothers me, it's uncomfortable, I still have to push myself. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes that Shuvas HaRashba in Tafayin Beis, Sif Yud. Good. Last section. Amar le'ahud stuki le'Rabbi Yehuda, panecha domini kemalvi ribis o kemagalvi chazirin. A certain stuki once said to Rabbi Yehuda, wow, you look happy today. You must have lent somebody with interest, or you are Megadol Chazirin. Amar lei, Bihudoi, Travai Asirin. Sorry, those are both Aser for a Jew. Ella, Esrim Va'arba Beis Akisi, Islam in Beis Ad Beis Medrashah. But there are a lot of bathrooms between my house and the Beis Medrash. V'chal Shah V'shani, Nichlas, Lekol Echad V'echad. And often I go into each one. Meaning again, he makes an excuse that he uses the bathrooms, right? He's also a little poking fun. Some of the Befarshim say poking fun at it, stooky. You're saying, oh, it's one of these. He's like, no, I know why a lot of your faces shine. You're always in the bathroom, right? So that's why he says that's what he is trying to say underneath. Okay, we'll have to stop here before Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Hashem. We will continue next time with the next piece of Gemara.